God is so good. Aren't you glad to be here today? Amen. Turn to one beside of you and say, you sure look good today. Lisa don't have nobody with her today, so we're going to say, Lisa, you look good today. She'll get me for that, believe me. I'll pay for that. Jerry told me to say that. Amen. I want to share a word with you today that the Lord has laid on my heart. It's not too late. It's not too late. That's the name of it. And it's an encouraging word because there's a lot of things going on today. The enemy wants us to live in our past and keep us bound to our past and living with regret every day. But I thought about Paul, all the things that he went through, and he was so real in his life. And he made some very, very profound statements. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 27. And he really begins to be real right here, begins to share a little bit of how he felt about things. But our main text is going to come out of Philippians chapter 3. And I want you to, I pray you be encouraged today to know that it's not too late. Whatever you're going through, God can turn things around in a moment's time and you can come through it. So he says here, he's very real, he's very transparent here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 24, he said, of the Jews five times received I 40 stripes, save one. He begins to share about the pain. I believe that Paul was a person that knew pain. Life is not without pain, and I'm not talking to people who don't know that. Life, learning how to deal with that pain is the victory of life. Paul shares all this. He says, it almost blows your mind all that he did go through. Verse 25 said, three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I was suffered shipwreck, a night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeyings, often in perils, in other words, there was a time in my life, everywhere I went, there was just problems. Perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils of my own countrymen, perils by heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, perils among folks, brethren, everywhere he went. Verse 27 says, in weariness and painfulness. I want you to let that sink in just a minute because that's where we are. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting cold, and nakedness. That's awesome. He just reveals. Now, flip over there to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. This is how he survived. This is how you're going to survive. This is how you're going to overcome. Nothing before you is going to take you. Nothing before you is going to overwhelm you. We serve a big and a mighty God. And he'll bankrupt heaven if need be to take care of you because you're going to make it. Amen. You are going to make it. Now, I just read you just a glimpse of what Paul had been through. But look what he wrote here in the Philippian church, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I don't know everything. And I don't understand everything that I've been through. I don't understand everything. It wasn't fair. A lot of the stuff, because all I want to do is preach the gospel and help people. But man, I have been through some stuff. And he says here, I didn't apprehend. I don't get all of it. But look at what he says here. This is going to encourage you today, because you're going to make it. He said, but this one thing I do. One thing kept me going. One thing kept me alive. When they were throwing stones at me, or when I was going down under the water and I was cold and I was hungry, one thing kept me: forgetting those things which are behind. Isn't that awesome? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for unto those things which are before me. I had a very special time with the Lord the last couple weeks, and I've learned to write stuff down. Sometimes I may write stuff down, come back later, add to it. But things begin to come to me, and I want to share a couple of points with you this morning of what the Lord wants you to understand. It's never too late. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your past is, no matter how terrible, how unruly it was, or just you're standing here numb. Have you ever been at that point in life that you're just numb because things have come at you and you just can't even explain it? I want to say this to you. Number one, never be afraid to take risk. Never be afraid to take risks. It's not too late. Yes, you've made some bad decisions in the past. Yes, you've gone down some wrong roads. Yes, you've stumbled and fell. But let me tell you this. I want you to get this. I want you to really get this in your heart. There is no greater pain in life than the pain of regret. There is no greater pain in life than the pain of regret. Nothing will kill your soul faster than regret. Regret is a knife that wants to bind you at that point in your life when everything didn't go right. It wants to stop you. There are times when regret comes to my life, and I'm sure all of us have some sort of regret. But Paul said this one thing. Don't you know the things he went through? There were times in his life that the enemy was telling him things in his mind. He said, I'm going to forget. So number one, it's never too late not to be afraid of risk. What do you really want to accomplish in life? Nothing can stop you. Young people, nothing can stop you. Listen, today's a new day. Yesterday's gone. Today's a new day. And today is a day of opportunity that with you and God, all things are possible. Never settle. I want you to write this down. I wrote it down several times and underline it because I have done this in the past, but I'm not going to do it anymore. Never settle. Never settle for where you are. Regret wants to stop you. Troubles and situations want to stop you. And when you stop, all that weight starts coming in on you. Yeah, if you'd have been a better this, or if you'd have been a better that, or if you'd have done this better, or if you had a better friends, or if you'd have went to another school, or if you had a different set of parents, things would have been better. How many of you know a lot of people are living right there? They're living right there. Let me tell you something. Never settle. Settle closes down shop. Settling says I give up. Settling says it's never going to be any better because. It's never going to be any better because of the decisions I made. I've got some stuff in my life that's messed up. And I will never be any better. That's a lie from the pit of hell because there's nothing that God can't change. Amen? But the first thing that we have to change is ourself, is our mind. Never give up. Never go back. Write this down. I've got to learn to deal with fear. Never be afraid of risk. Risk is that motivation in our life that makes you who you are. It's not so much a real risk because you've got God on your side, but in order for things to change, you've got to change. In order for things to be better, you've got to be better. You've got to be willing to step out. And sometimes we say, I've done that. I've done that. Listen to this. I've done that. And that's what caused the hurt in my life. So I'm never going to hurt again. You ever said that? I'm never going to let people do that to me again. Listen to this. Deal with your fear. Look at it straight in the eyes this morning. Deal with failure. I want you to get this. You will fail. And you will fail often. The only people who don't fail are the ones who don't do nothing. Amen? You will fall, but you'll get back up again. Amen? You'll get back up again. Look at all the athletes in our world. Look at all the successful people in our world. Look at all the great people in our world who have changed the society. You know what they did? They failed. But they never stopped. Let me tell you, failure is not an option. Look at the woman beside him and say, failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. It's going to come. If you've ever tried to do anything, it's going to come. I always tell people when I work on a car or work on something, I always do it wrong to start with. I always do that. I don't know why I do that, but I do it wrong. But then I learn and do it right. It just takes me where one thing takes an hour, I go ahead and count for two or three. Amen. But I learn, and you're learning. The fear, get this, the fear of failure will paralyze your dreams. America needs to dream again. America needs to hold its head up high, because years ago we had men and women who dreamed. And America's not dreaming now. We got a generation of young people that's coming up now, and we've allowed dreams to be taken from them, and they just feel like the world is what it is. Let me tell you something. You can change your world. When you go back and look at all the people in our history, were they extraordinary people? Were they different? No, they were just like you and me, except they did not accept failure. Amen? I think about Rosa Parks on that bus. I believe everybody needs to be treated equal. That's how I believe. My mom was raised me. She raised me that everybody's important. Doesn't matter what your color, your skin is, or what part of the city you live in. One day she was sitting there in that seat. She was tired. She was weary. And some man comes up and wants her seat. She made a decision. I ain't getting up today. I'm a human being. I'm somebody. Amen? Let me tell you something. You may have been run over. You may have been knocked down. But you need to make a decision. Hey, hold on just a minute. I'm somebody. I deserve to sit in this seat just as much as anybody else. And I thank God that she had that gall in her. But what if she'd been like everybody else and just flow with the tide? We don't need people to flow with the tide. You know, people, we don't need you to be like everybody else. You need to be yourself, who God made you, and stand on your own convictions and be who you are and understand fear and failure are going to come at you. But it will not win. Do you hear me? It's never too late to try again. All right, number two. All right, number one was, don't be afraid of risk. What it looks like. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Life isn't comfortable. Life isn't all laid back. How many of us have laid things out in our life and we just had it all planned perfect and it just blows sky high? All right? Number two. It's never too late to commit, get this now, to today. When I first wrote that down, I didn't understand what I was writing. And I had to pray about it a little bit, think about it a little bit. It's never too late to commit to today. But then when I began to get revelation of what it really meant, I understood that today is a brand new day of opportunities. I'm going to put a word in your spirit. The word is create. Create opportunities. Create opportunities. When you go into work tomorrow, you let them know that if it weren't for you, they wouldn't even be running. Amen? That's kind of arrogant, no? We are God's people. Amen? We belong to the Most High God. We are somebody. Amen. It's not too late to commit to today. Be positive. Now, we've heard that word. That word has been wore out in this society that we live in today about positivity. But I want you to ask yourself, are you a positive person? And I'll guarantee you, because in my life there are times I'm not positive. And I'll tell you why. Because I relate to the past. I relate, well, I done tried this one time. It ain't going to work because I done tried it one time. Amen? Sort of like a diet. Now I know y'all going to act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about, a diet. I don't know what a... How many times you commit to it, and then by that afternoon you done tore up that banana pudding that's in the refrigerator. Amen? Lord, I'll do it tomorrow. Thank God for tomorrow. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean? God has created you. You are somebody. Yes, things fell apart yesterday. Yes, you've got a past of failure. Yes, you didn't always make the right decision. Who does? Who always makes the right decision? There's only one perfect one in the world, and that's Jesus Christ. It's never too late to commit to the day. You get up in the morning, you say, today's a new day. I go to work and I've been made to feel that I'm inadequate. I go through life and I'm made to feel that I'm not measured up. I've been told things in my life. I've heard all this, but you know, I'm not believing it today, because today's a new day in my life and I am somebody, because Jesus died on the cross for me and I must be somebody. Turn to the woman beside you and say, I am somebody. Amen. That's important. Now let me tell you how to do that. Let me tell you how to do that. I got about 10 more points, so hang with me this morning. Somebody said, 10? y'all work me too hard. Amen. All right. Now, with that thought, get this. It's never too late. I'm still on the second point. It's never too late to commit to the day. Along with that point, put a subnote there, said, it's never too late, for this is good, to reinvent yourself. Every one of you are full of the grace and mercy of God. Every one of you have talents and abilities that are beyond compare. Every one of you are special people. You're not ordinary. You'll never be ordinary. You're special. You're the only one like you. You're the only one that's been made like you. And so you've been told all your life what you're going to be, or what you're going to be, or what you look like, or what this is, or what that. Don't you believe it? Today is a new day. This one thing I do. But Paul, you're just a murderer. You're just a fake. You're just nothing. You remember when we had Bible study, we were talking about how people went around and tried to steal his name and destroy his name and say he's just nothing. He had to live with all that. And every morning he got up, he had to face all that fury. But he said, this one thing I'm going to do. My past is not going to define my future. My past is not going to define my future. And I want you to write this word down. Grow. Grow. It's never too late. This is good right here. To be you. Amen. It's never too late to be you. And if you don't know who you are, start looking deep in your heart. Because God looks for people with heart. God looks for people who know that if it weren't for Him, in our society today, everything's about looks, everything's about money, everything's about what you drive, everything's about what you live in, and all that is so empty. It's more important to know who you are. Amen. Young person, you are special. You've been created. You are a gift. I want you to get that. Every one of you, I want you to let that sink in your head. You are a gift. Amen. It's okay to feel good again. No matter what the past is, it's never too late to be committed. Number three, I got to hurry on. This is a good one right here. I've said that about the whole thing. Not my preaching, it's what God gives me. It says, it's never too late to change. Number three. You can change. You can change things. Paul was one man. One man. One man. And he stepped out to obey God, and with all his junk coming at him, he overcame. Do you want more out of life? Do you want more? You can change. You got to be committed to change. And here's some things you got to be committed to real quick. You got to desire to be better. You got to desire to be better. You got to have a desire for courage. Anybody ever watch The Wizard of Oz? Wasn't that so funny? What was it? The lion didn't have the courage? He come around there and roared, and somebody barked at him, he fell all down. How many of you know the enemy's going to bark at us to test us? But you know what's awesome? When he barks at us, he don't just see us, he sees a big God behind us that's reigning over us. Amen. Most people, you got to get this. I've done a lot of research, and I've read a lot and listened to a lot, and when it comes to this point right here, this one point right here. Most people don't change because they lack courage. Young people, don't ever let somebody tell you what you're going to be or what you ought to be or whatever. God made you special. Don't ever let the crowd tell you, well, you need to be like us. No, what we need is leaders today that will step out and be who you are. You are pretty good just like you are. Amen? God made you. You're beautiful like you are inside and out. I'm going to test you right here. Turn to the woman side and say, you're beautiful inside and out. Amen. Doesn't that feel good? Amen. Amen. Number four. Never too late to be different. I kind of like being different. You got courage. You got to have the courage to try. You got to have the courage to say, I'm not going to go. How many people, this is young people and old all alike, have given in to things and done things that they knew they shouldn't do because pressure, peer pressure. But it's okay to be different. Number five, you got to get this one. It's never too late to dream again. You got any dreams in your life? When I was praying about our church and what God's got in store for this church, I want to tell you something. God's got a plan for this church. There are always people who say, you know, summer times is always a hard time for any church. It's always the most difficult, trying time in summer because people have things they got to do and they go places and the attendance and all that's not good. It's during those times that a lot of people give up. But I want to tell you, I believe Northview's got some people that's not going to give up. I believe Northview's got some people that can still dream. You know what my dream is? To be everything God wants us to be. Because that's what this city needs. This city needs a church that can be what God wants us to be. It's up to us to dream. Never give up on our dreams. I think about, I was watching a plane fly the other day. I was going, and you know, they just thank God for jet noise. That's the sound of freedom. How many of you know that? Jet noise, sound of freedom. And where I stay, sometimes you can just see them fly all around. And one day, a couple of weeks ago, I seen a big old plane, great big old plane. And I thought, how in the world can all that metal and steel fly? You know what my mind went to? Orville and Wilbur Wright. They said, we can fly. Do you imagine how many people told them, and you are on something you need help with? Amen. You need help for that. Amen. There's prescriptions for that. But they believed. And if you've ever had to travel anywhere in a short time, you can go to Greenville, get on a plane, and be in Charlotte in less than 40, 45 minutes. That's awesome. Amen. Thank God for Orville and Will. You can go to California in, what, 8, 10 hours? That's not too good. But anyway, can't have everything. But I'm telling you, I just feel the presence of God so strong in here. And I want to tell you, it's time to let the balloon start inflating again because God's got some great things in store. We're going to have a great fall this year. We're going to have a great time of the Lord this year. God's doing some things for Northview, and I give him praise for that. And don't let your dream die. Don't let you think, well, it ain't never going to be like that again. Well, you know, maybe God don't want it like that, but he's got something in store for us. You got to get this here. Be willing to fight. After all rainstorms, there usually comes a rainbow. this one thing I do. And then the last thing today, never give up. No more regrets. And I want to leave you with this story. I saw this story in a little different light. David and Goliath. David and Goliath's an awesome story. We've heard it all our life. We heard it in our Sunday school rooms. But this week, God kind of carried me in that place, and I just kind of got into the head of David. David was a little young person. Young person, you're valuable, you're precious. He was there feeding, carrying lunch to the warriors. And I want you to get this. There's a battle out there. There's a battle going on out there. And he carried lunch to the warriors. And as he was giving out lunch, I got in my mind, I don't believe he went there saying, I'm going to be a king, or I'm going to beat Goliath. I don't believe that. I believe he was on the hillside tending the sheep, worshiping God, the presence of God. How many of you know we serve an awesome God? Our God's an awesome God. And so he brings his food in to feed the warriors. And in his ear, he's hearing this guy, this big guy, this giant guy, about 9 foot tall, cussing God, blaspheming God. And, you know, I can just see him, and he's giving out that food, and all of a sudden he just hears it again and says, I can't believe this. And he kind of looks around, and guess what? Nobody's doing nothing. And all of a sudden, courage rises up in him. And he don't have nothing but a little rag and a rock in him, with him, called a slingshot. The next thing he knows, he said, I don't know how y'all can take this, but this guy needs to be quiet. And Saul, you know, he's supposed to be the king. He's supposed to be the big guy. He's sitting there shaking. He said, here, take my armor. How many of you know the rest of the story? His armor didn't fit, did it? His armor didn't fit because it wasn't his. You don't need nobody else's armor. You got God. He steps out there, and everybody else is standing there scared to death. See, that's why you got to be willing to be different. You got to be willing to do what's right, even if you're the only one doing it. You got to be willing to sit at that board meeting when they're talking all that trash and all that junk, and you know it's not right. You got to be willing to say, I don't agree with this. Well, it may take your job. I don't agree with it. Amen? Now we're getting out of where we live. And that little boy called David took his rock, took that slingshot, and he spoke to that giant. He taught some junk to that giant. Anybody here ever taught junk? Lord help us. Anybody know what I mean when I say we're talking junk? Anyhow, he talks junk to this giant. He says, I'm going to have your head today. You got to understand. Goliath was a general. He was a warrior. He'd eat people for lunch. I mean, this guy was impossible. But that little guy had just left the presence of God. And I just seen how God, one day, a lion came up, and guess what he did? He tore him apart. A bear came up, he tore him apart. And God reminded him, he says, you remember the other day when I was with you and that lion tried to come in, that bear tried to come in, you remember what happened? Yeah. Same God today. And he reminded that, you know, I love this story because he told him what I'm getting ready to do. And he did it. And he became one of the greatest kings we ever had because he knew who he was in the presence of God. Let me tell you something. Northview Church, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Let me tell you this. Northview is a great church. And we're going to continue to be great. And can I share this with you? Greatness doesn't have a thing to do with numbers. Amen. There's a lot of churches around that's full of people that are suppressed of God. I wouldn't trade what we feel in this place right now for nothing, would you? I wouldn't trade it. Just be courage enough and have enough God in you to stand for what's right in this life. It's never too late. God is going to carry us places. And I'm not giving you a pretty little sermon just to make you feel good. This is what He told me. And so I'm telling you, our God is an awesome God, and He reigns. And He's still on the throne today. Kings and queens may wear a crown, but He reigns. Amen? Thank you, God, for this opportunity to be here today. Thank you for the precious people of Northview. They have stood the test. They have seen people come and go. They have stood. There are people here, Lord, that are so faithful that no matter what, they stand, even when they don't know why they're standing. And God, I want to thank you that I'm a part of not just a church, but a great church. And God, I'm a part of a church that I can't understand why everybody don't want to be here. Because it's a great place to be. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, for the past. We thank you, God, for the now. And we thank you for what's coming. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Be encouraged.